Auditors have been reminded to exhibit integrity and honesty, which are the hallmark of the profession. This will not only wipe the corrupt perception about the profession, but will also bridge the gap between management and auditors, which usually mar the output of professionalism in the public sector. At a workshop in Accra for 30 internal auditors in public institutions, a managing consultant, Frederick Poco Akins, said the rate at which managers constantly disagree with the decisions and responsibilities of auditors, especially in the public sector, is alarming. He said until clearer standards are set between who manages and audits the institution's funds, the output of auditors will not be effective. Rabna Pahar reports.
Ghana's Public Accounts Committee's report on the ministries and MMDAs have more often than not revealed loopholes in the management of the public pays. While some auditors either are not up to date with their report, others simply don't exhibit professionalism in the manner with which they file their returns. These and many other challenges influence Altum Training and Consulting, an audit firm, to bring 30 internal auditors from some ministries and state institutions to learn ways on how to effectively execute their mandate as auditors. Frederick Poco Akins is the managing consultant of Altum Training and Consulting.
From time immemorial, auditors have been tagged with some derogatory names because people have a very warped understanding of what auditors are supposed to do. So they see them as people who are kind of finding fault and people who are only pointing fingers at what is wrong. They never get satisfied with what management does. That doesn't help because it doesn't make you get the cooperation from management because they see you only as an accuser. Sometimes they even call you prophet of doom because you only go and say that things which are wrong. It's making internal auditors also, in a way, take a certain stand. It's like a warfare between management and then auditors. In discussion rooms, it becomes quite heated because auditors think that management, they want to prove to them that what they are saying is not right, and the auditor too feels that he has to make sure that management accepts what they are saying. You know, so that type of relationship building is not there, the cooperation is not there, so that we can get to the foundation of getting it right.
Mr. Poco Akins said if internal auditors conform with the ethics of the audit profession, corruption will be on the decline and public confidence will gradually be gained.